never seem to listen to the ground beneath their feet. To the voices in the oceans, to the whispers in the trees. Now the water's rising, it's getting hard to breathe. I say it's not my problem, not my problem, till it's breaking over me. I hear the wall of the dam just cracked. Put your heart in a burlap sack. You better be ready, ready when the flood comes back. Walls are not the answer when the bottom's caving in. This tide won't stop coming. It's gonna be sink or swim. Ooh, waist deep in the water, there ain't no higher ground. Ooh, Lord, if we're still worth it, have mercy on us now. Time's up, break the glass. Hear the wall of the dam just cracked. Put your heart in a burlap sack. You better be ready.
Time's up, break the glass. I hear the wall of the dam just cracked. It's a little too late to get your life on track. You better be ready, ready when the flood comes.
Time's up, break the glass.
Just turns to bones and dust. Death comes for all who live. How much you got to give? 'Cause when that green highway calls, then ride we must. One day I'll know the kind of things no living man knows. One day I'll reach the ultimate high. 100 miles to no man's land. Ride or die. I started running just to get away from something. Ain't no freedom like that wide open road. No destination, no direction, no way home. Ultimate high. 100 miles. cool burning. Who will see tomorrow in tonight? It's Friday night. Yeah, who will be here tomorrow in tonight? It's ride or die.
Is music from Graham Jones. He is a mixed blood Ojibwe Anishinaabe singer who is living in Toronto. My friend Derek Danham has been working on some music with him, and that is a brand new song called Ride or Die. Also before that, music from the wonderful Don Amaro, who's from Winnipeg, Manitoba, and he released this single on January 17th. So it's brand new music from Don. It's called Break the Glass, and his new album is set for release on February 28th of 2025. This song is a battle cry, and it was an amazing song. When I first heard it, I had to play it. I'm Julian Taylor. I'm your host here on The Jukebox. Here's a great singer who was huge in the soul music scene in the 1960s and rebounded later on in his career. But this is from way back when. This is from 1964, and Solomon Burke from the album Rock and Soul. Here is Cry to Me on the Jukebox.
When your baby leaves you all alone, and nobody calls you on the phone, or don't you feel like a cry? When you're all alone in your lonely room, and there's nothing but the smell of her perfume, don't you feel like a cry? Don't you feel like crying? Don't you feel like a cry? Come on, come on, cry to me. Oh, nothing can be said than a glass of wine alone. Loneliness, loneliness, such a waste of time. Oh, yes. You don't ever have to walk alone. Oh, you see. Oh, come on, take my hand, baby, won't you walk with me? Oh, oh yeah, when you're waiting for a voice to come in the night, but there's no one. Don't you feel like I'm crying?
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Music from Alison Krauss and Union Station, The Lucky One, from their Live from the Louisville Palace, Kentucky. I love Alison Krauss. She's such an effortless singer. In fact, Robert Plant started singing with her, Robert from Led Zeppelin, and accredits her for actually teaching him how to sing. That blows my mind. We've got music from Betty LaVette coming up, The Last Goodbye with Odessa, and this is a song that came out in 2022. It's a wonderful, wonderful tune that I think you're going to dig, from a sample from the 1965 classic Let Me Down Easy. Mean to Me, also on the show. This is a song from Rita Coolidge, an American recording artist who was really popular during the 70s and early 80s. Her songs were on Billboard magazine, pop, country, adult, contemporary, and jazz charts. She pretty much did it all. We're going to play a song from Rita called Mean to Me. Also on the show, Raven Reed, who is from Yellowknife, Northwest Territories, met her at the CBC inaugural music residency for Indigenous artists, and she is wonderful, a very deep-feeling artist. We're going to play a song called A Johnny Cash Night from Raven Reed in just a second. But I'd like to play one of my favorite road songs. I'm on the road right now. I'm in Great Britain touring and having a great time right now in London, and then I'm off to Sheffield, but this is one of the songs that I always put on while we're driving. It's a song by Asleep at the Wheel. I guess it's not a name, because who wants to do that when they're touring? But this is such a fun song to listen to. Here on the jukebox for your listening pleasure is The Letter That Johnny Walker Read.
Johnny Walker sat at a table in a bar, minded his own affairs, drinking his namesake over the rocks. He was drunk, too drunk to care, when a girl from the bar walked up beside him, and this is what she said. She said, a woman came by with a letter for you, and this is what the letter said. Thinking of his wife and little children at home, and how his drinking had ruined their lives. And then John, he stared off into that street light, and a vision filled his poor, poor heart with dread. It was him lying drunk there in that gutter, clutching in his hand the letter that Johnny Walker read, and this is what it said.
Oh, it's a Johnny. This is music for the human race. From Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Be mean to me. Gee, honey, it seems to me you always leave me crying. I don't know why I stay home each night when you say your phone. You don't, and I'm left alone, singing the blues and sighing. Treat me coldly each day of the year. You always scold me whenever somebody is near. Dear, it must be great fun to be mean to me. You shouldn't, 'cause can't you see what you mean to me?
Big up to Jukebox sponsors, Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
This is Bird Note. Red-headed woodpeckers have mastered the art of high-contrast fashion. As their name suggests, both males and females flaunt deep crimson head feathers. Their clean white body feathers are offset by large patches of ink-black feathers on their neck, wings, and tail. That bold, color-blocking pattern is why these woodpeckers are sometimes called flying checkerboards. Red-headed woodpeckers have lived in open woodlands east of the Rocky Mountains for more than 2 million years, according to fossil records. They used to be one of the most abundant woodpecker species in the U.S., but their populations have been declining for decades, likely due to loss of sufficient dead standing trees where they build their cavity nests. Red-headed woodpeckers are one of only a few woodpecker species known to store food for later. They'll cache fruits, seeds, and even live grasshoppers within natural cracks and crevices, going so far as to hide their hoard under bark and leaves from would-be thieves. Clever birds. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Rimmel. This episode is dedicated to Bob Goodale, whose lifelong love for birds and nature continues to inspire.